This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
This is Larry Storch, and you are listening to TV Confidential. There, what do you say to that?
Max, I don't think I'm going to do that.
What are you talking about? You're not going to do that. There are chaos agents all over the grounds. They're liable to find us any minute. Come on.
Well, Max, I just don't think that's a very good thing for you to do.
Nine, will you please stop arguing with me? Come on!
Max, I didn't want to say anything about this before, but I went to see a doctor today.
99, you're not sick, are you?
Oh, no, Max. In fact, the doctor says I've never been in better physical condition.
Good, let's get over that wall.
I'm gonna have a baby, Max.
A baby?
Ed Robertson, welcome you back to TV Confidential Radio, talk show about television. I'm very happy to bring you part two. Our conversation began last week with Barbara Feldon. Barbara Feldon, the actress known around the world as Agent 99 on Get Smart. Barbara's new book, Getting Smarter, is a memoir of her life and marriage with Lucien Verdeux, a charming European who opened Barbara up to a life of adventure at a time in her life when she was looking for adventure, but who also turned out to be not quite the man that he presented himself to be. Getting Smarter also includes a host of memories of Barbara's years starring on Get Smart, as well as anecdotes and fond remembrances of some of her other movie and TV roles with such co-stars as George C. Scott, Larry Hagman, David Niven, Dick Van Dyke, David McCallum, Dean Martin, Colleen Dewhurst, Kim Hunter, and Tammy Grind. Both of Barbara's books, Getting Smarter, A Memoir and Living Alone, and Loving It, available Amazon.com, other online retailers, as well as BarbaraFeldon.com. We may have touched on this early in our conversation, Barbara, but in a way, your second book, Getting Smarter, is a prequel to your first book, Living Alone and Loving It. Meaning, having read your first book, some of the things you talk about in the second book, you know, cement themselves even more.
Oh, that's nice. Actually, I've thought so much about this lately, about how what themes people have. And we usually, we have one or two themes. And I've been writing essays, and I've been thinking that I need a new theme for every essay. And then I realized that, no, I mean, writers who I have read over time, they usually, they write the same. They are the same person. They write the same thing over and over again in another way.
Yeah, but that's not. It's not quite. I almost said the word branding. It's not branding, but it's part of your identity as a writer. It is the one or two thing. I mean, Carl Reiner would call it your piece of ground.
Oh wow! What a lovely way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend. I learned that from a friend of mine who knew him and who worked with him for a time. Him and Rob, and it says it all. And if we're lucky, we find that one thing that makes us different than anybody else. And if you're an artist, we find that one thing that makes our stamp on whether it's writing, or sculpture, or painting. Different than anybody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's who we are.
Yeah.
And we're lucky if we can touch who we are because we're so encumbered with everything that's been hung on us about who we should be. And do you write, Ed?
I do. When I don't do my show, I write and edit books on behalf of other people, although I have released 5 or 6 books under my own name. So I do I do ghostwriting and do ghost editing, and I've ghosted about I'm thinking about 7 or 8 memoirs. I'm always drawn to what comprises the story arc of each of our lives, because we all have one, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah, and how interesting for you, because then you are kind of a sculptor sculpting somebody else's life.
Yeah,
as presented to you, and you can find the form in it, like Michelangelo getting rid of all of the marble around what was inside, which is his sculpture.
Yeah, and for me, I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with Bo Swenson, the actor, but years ago he did my program, and I'm talking to him just as I'm talking to you. And when he learned that I ghostwrite for people, he was fascinated by that, and he kept asking, "Why do you do this?" And for the first time in talking to him, I realized that for me, the joy I get from helping other people is being the conduit to help them tell a story that otherwise they would not have the time or means or capability to do themselves.
Yeah. No, and you get their story out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I like your metaphor of sculpting better.
Especially the part about Michelangelo.
Yes, 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 yes. Both of Barbara's books, Getting Smarter, A Memoir and Living Alone, and Loving It, available Amazon.com, other online retailers, as well as BarbaraFelden.com. We have a couple of email questions for you, Barbara. One is from Tom. Tom is one of our TV Confidential Confidant subscribers, and one of the benefits of being a subscriber is you get to know who we're talking to in advance. You get a chance to talk to Barbara Felden on the air. Tom asks, Ed, please ask Barbara, what was it like to work on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Robert Vaughn and David McCallum, and what was it like working with Dick Van Dyke in Fitzwillie?
Okay, first, David McCallum, dreamy. Basically, it was one of the first television shows I did, and I was such a fan of the show, and I couldn't believe that I was actually being the guest on that show. And I didn't have many scenes with David, but there was something about him that just really got to women. Maybe it was his accent, that's, you know, my weakness. He was, to me, just extraordinarily handsome, and had a kind of mystery to him, and I don't think we had a conversation or anything on the show, but it was wonderful being part of it, and it is a very fond memory of mine.
And plus, you wear your glasses in most of the episode, and that is sexy.
Ah, really? I wear them more often. It's a little after the fact, Kelly. Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke is one of the more decent people. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever heard a hint of anything except decency and niceness about him. And the movie was done very quickly, so there was not, you know, there wasn't much socializing. I just remember it. He was just so nice. And I doubt if we really had many conversations because, you know, once they said, come on the set, they shot the shot and went on to the next, and he had a much bigger role than I did. So there wasn't a chance to really get to know him. But the funny thing is, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, you get, in a very short time, maybe in a matter of minutes or even less, you get a view of someone. You get a kind of, I'm not fond of the word vibe, mm-hmm. but get something coming from them, something emanating from them that is them. And it's as though you get the whole picture at once, that you don't need to know the details of, you know, why they made this invention or what they're like with their wife or anything. You get you get the essence of the person. Like what you were, you know, before we started recording the show, you were talking about ghostwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And how you find the essence of the person, mm-hmm. and you're able to get that in the work, the way the person themselves couldn't possibly do it, because you can't view yourself the way another person can. And to go back to Fitzwillie, he was just from the minute I met him, likable. Just so likable.
You mentioned that you didn't have a lot of time to socialize with them because it was a tight schedule. You had to work quickly, and you had to do what you were hired to do to begin with. But in a way, just going back to what you just said about you got a good sense of the essence of Dick Van Dyke as a result of your experience working with them. That's true. That's true for any movie. That's true for any television series, whether you star or co-star on it, or whether you're a guest star on it. That's true for any stage production you're a part of, Barbara. As an actress, the lead person sets the tone for the entire production, and that's how you get to know the essence of that person, regardless of whether you have lunch with them in between shooting.
Yeah, just being around any individual, you get the story. You don't have to have a deep conversation to get it.
Barbara Felton, Agent 99 on Get Smart, also the author of Getting Smarter, her brand new memoir available, BarbaraFelton.com, as well as Amazon.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you're like me and want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor have more than 35 inexpensive, pre-prepared, ready-to-heat and ready-to-eat, chef-crafted, restaurant-quality, and dietitian-approved meals that will make eating better every day fun and delicious, and your weekly meal planning a whole lot easier with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talk. TV50. If you go to factormeals.com/talk TV50, you'll find more than 35 different options a week to choose from that are ready to eat and, best of all, less expensive than takeout. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talk TV50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. Factormeals.com/talk TV50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/TALKTV50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Julie Newmar, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
We have another email question for you, Barbara. This is from David. David is listening to us in Brandon, Florida. Please ask Barbara about her guest appearances on Cheers. And Matt, about you, what memory she has of working on with the cast of both of those shows?
Okay, how lucky to be in Florida right now. Looking at the now drying street outside my window, it's been raining.
Mm-hmm.
Matt about you. Oh, gosh, you know, the funny thing is, I did Mad About You after my main career was, you know, had wound down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then once you're not working, like on a series or not doing so many appearances and you have a lot of time on your hands, you realize that you have to create your life every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're hired to do a show like that for a week, I thought of it as a vacation because I didn't have to do my life, create my life. All I had to do was, like, go on vacation and just learn my lines and have no responsibility. And so I remember thinking that when I was doing the show. They were so nice to me. Both of those actors are so gifted, and I was so impressed with both of them. And they couldn't have been lovelier. But, you know, you're shooting for a few days,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and that's it. And what was the other show?
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, there was another thing. They were lovely, everybody. And I appreciate that because when people would come on Get Smart as a guest, And you've been, you know, doing this thing for years.
Mm-hmm.
And all you want to do is get to your dressing room, so you don't want to hang out on the set and chat. Doing a three-camera show where you have an audience, it's not as exhausting and wearing as 13-hour days, you know, doing a shot here and there and waiting for the lighting to be done and that kind of thing. So there's much more on the set. And, yeah, it was just charming.
Yeah, you get the immediate reaction as you would when as a stage actor. You get the immediate reaction of the audience, and the audience tells you whether a joke is working or not, or whether a line is working or not. Whereas when you're filming a sitcom or filming anything, you don't know how the audience is going to react to it for several months later when the episode airs or the film is released.
Yeah, you don't have a sense of audience. What you have is the camera and a few, you know, a few crew mm-hmm. around, and the director, and I, and day after day, and so the audience is an abstract. You know, you're not. There's no adrenaline rush when you're doing a camera with an audience. It is, as you say, much more like doing a play, and there is the excitement of the audience, who becomes another character, really. They're responding to you as you're responding to everybody and them. Ted Danson, by the way, was just charming, just a lovely, lovely guy. And so it was a terrific experience.
You were talking, you mentioned the word waiting, which is a big part of your life if you work on a series, because you may be called to the set at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have to go get there earlier for hair and makeup and so forth. But you need to be there ready for when they need you at 12:45 or whenever, you know. And so there's a lot of waiting in besides the actual time in front of the camera. And your description of that, Barbara, it reminds me of what Robert Reed Parker once told me about being on a set, because sometimes he was on the set of Spencer for Hire, the series, or some of the Spencer movies. And he said,
yeah,
being on a set was fun for about 10 minutes.
Exactly. And then you want to put a gun to your head.
Yes, exactly. You know, but anyway, I got a kick out of sharing that.
I had wanted to take the reader on a day starting at 6:30 in the morning, a typical day doing a television series. And I say in that after the first shot, then your main job begins, which is waiting, and all of the calories you consume warding off boredom. And but the acting part of it is the highlight, because it is, especially acting with Don Adams, with his energy, and just that was a lovely, lovely adventure and very energizing.
And Barbara talks about working with Don Adams and Ed Platt and Bernie Coppell and Burt Nodella and Jay Sandrich and Buck Henry. Buck Henry, all the people who brought us Get Smart, along with Barbara Felton. Barbara's new memoir, Getting Smart, available bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com. I have the DVD collection you did for Time Life. The audio commentaries you do with Buck, to me, that's the argument for getting a DVD set, period, because you don't, those are the Easter eggs. Those are what makes those are what makes that package special. You don't get it while it's fun to be able to stream Get Smart whatever you want to on whatever the platforms, it's the extras you provide in that box set. It's one of the best box sets ever, and the gold that you and Buck give in particular, and you guys talk throughout a lot of episodes. It's marvelous.
Oh, yeah, I think they did a beautiful job on that. And, people like to be taken behind the scenes.
And Barbara will take us a little bit behind the scenes of Get Smart. When we come back, Barbara Felton, the actress known around the world as Agent 99 on Get Smart and the author of Getting Smarter, a memoir. We'll talk some more with Barbara Felton. When we come back here on TV Confidential.
Valerie, I was just telling Paul how beautiful I think your hair is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you could do one of those hair commercials on television.
Really? Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Would you like a drink?
Thanks, I'd like that.
What would you like?
Oh, I don't care. Be creative.
One creative for Valerie.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.